I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Kisma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Kisma said, one time I was traveling on the road, and met a certain person. Gave me shalom. And I responded by giving him shalom. Now some say the reason why I said pagabi adam echad is because Chazal tell us that the true tzaddikim always grant shalom to anybody they meet, even a guy, before the other person can grant him shalom. So therefore it says pagabi adam echad, that he ran into somebody before he himself had a chance to give that person shalom, that person gave him shalom. Amarli, the person told me, Rebbe, meiza makamata, where are you from? I am from a big city that has chachamim and seifrim, those that learn Torah. He said to me, Rabbi, would you like to live with us where we live? Now I'll give you thousands upon thousands of gold coins and precious stones and jewels. Amarti lo, I responded to him, B'ni, my son, imatanoisinli kol kesev izav avanim tovos umargoli yishav olam. Even if you give me all the silver, gold, precious stones and jewels in the world, any dor elabamakum Torah, I will refuse to live anywhere except in a place of Torah. Lefisha b'shach tirasu shaladam. The reason is, because when a person passes off in this world, in the laven lo la'adam lo kesev lo zav, below Avon and Tovos and Margolius. A person is not accompanied not by silver nor gold, nor by precious stones or jewels. Elotoro, Mice and Tovin, Bovad. Only the Torah and Mice and Tovin that person does in this world accompanies him to the next world. So what's all the wealth worth since this world is only temporary? It could sell over. It's like a passing shade. It's only momentarily. So therefore, he prefers to live in a Malkum Torah where he has more opportunity to learn Torah and do Mice and Tovin. Shanemai, the Pasuk says, B'tachacha tancha usach, the Torah will lead you on the way. B'shachbacha tishmor alecha, when you die, it will watch over you. V'hakitzaisa hi tzichecha, when a person arises by Tchias HaMesim, that will be your talk. As when a person rises by Tchias HaMesim, all the Torah that he learns in this world, he will know with greater amkus and more depth, with all the sodos, all the secrets of the Torah. The Torah will lead you as you go in this world. When you die, it will watch over you in the grave. When you arise, it will be what you discuss. That is referring to the next world. The chain cuss of the Sefer Tehillim, Ayidei David Melech Yisrael. And so it is written in Sefer Tehillim, that was written by David Melech Yisrael, Tovli Torah Picha, Me'al Feizav V'Kesev, the Torah Picha is more precious to me than thousands of gold and silver, V'Omer. And the Pasuk says, Li'ah Kesev, V'Li'ah Zav, Omar Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem Tzvakos said, silver and gold is mine. So therefore, since the silver and gold, anyway, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can grant the silver and gold to whoever he chooses, no matter where he lives. So therefore, when a person makes a decision as to where he's going to live, he should not make that decision on the basis of where he's going to make more parnasa. Instead, he should make that decision on the basis of where he's going to learn more Torah and have the opportunity to do Ma'asim Tovim. Baruch Hu has five special possessions in his world. They are the following: Torah Kinyan Echad, Shemayim Varet Kinyan Echad, Avram Kinyan Echad, Yisrael Kinyan Echad, Beit HaMikdash Kinyan Echad. Torah kinyan echad minayin. How do we know that the Torah is a special possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tichsit, as the Pasuk says, Hashem kanani reishis darko. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me his own as the beginning of his way. Kedem mefalav me'az, yet before his works of all. And the Torah was around even before the world was created. As Chazal tells us, 974 generations before the creation of the world, the Torah was resting b'cheiko HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad minayin. How do we know that Shemayim v'aretz is a special possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem, HaShemayim kisi, v'aretz hadom ragli, eza bayis hashetivnu li, v'eza makom menuchasi. So says Hashem, the Shemayim is my throne, and the aretz is my footstool. What kind of bayis can you build for me? And what kind of place can you give me as my menucha? So we see the Shema Yivarech is so chashuv that Kadosh Baruch Hu has considered his kisei and his adom raglai v'omer, and the pasuk says, "My Rabu, my Secha, Hashem, how great are your works, Hashem? Kulam b'chachma asisa. They were all made with chachma. Mala aret kinyanecha. The aret is full of your kinyan." So we see that the pasuk refers to the aret of the kinyan of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if the aret, which is only adom raglai, only a footstool, is considered a kinyan, certainly the Shemayim, which is his throne, is considered a kinyan. Avram, kinyanecha minayin. How do we know that Avram is considered a special possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Siv, as the Pasuk says? Vayivarcheu vayomer. Mark, he said it, blessed Avram, and said, Baruch Avram v'tayim, kone shamayim v'aretz. Blessed Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has been kone, the shamayim and the aretz. And Avram Avinu is so great that the world was created for him. As Chazal tell us, that the Pasuk which said, Eila told us, Hashemayim v'aretz, Behi Baram, don't read it, Behi Baram, Ela Ba'Avraham. So we see that the world was created for Avram. So therefore, the Pasuk is telling us that Avram is compared to the Shemayim v'aretz. And just like the Shemayim v'aretz is a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly Avram, who was the reason the Shemayim v'aretz was created in the first place, is considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael, kinyan echad minayin. How do we know that Klai Yisrael is considered a special possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sith? Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa. Until your people pass by Hashem, until the people that you have acquired pass by, so we see that Klai Yisrael is considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omer. And the Pasuk said, L'kadoshim asher ba'aretz hema, ba'adirei kol chepti bom. For the holy people that are in the land, they are the noble ones, in whom is all my delight. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes delight at Klai Yisrael. And there we can see that even if Klai Yisrael are not tzaddikim, they're still considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes delight in them, even when they're not tzaddikim, they are kinyan. Beit HaMikdash kinyan echad minayin. How do we know the Beit HaMikdash is a special kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema? Mikdash Hashem, konenu yedecha. The hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Beit HaMikdash, and it says yedecha in plural, as opposed to by the Bris Olam. The pasuk tells of Af Yadi Yasta Aret Bimini Tafa Shemayim. It says Yadi in singular. So we look at it as if one hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, while two hands created the Beit HaMikdash. So if the world, which was created with one hand, is considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly the Beit HaMikdash, which was created with both hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer, and the pasuk says, V'yaviim el gvul kacho harzeh kamsa yamino. He brought them to the region of his holiness, to that mountain which his right hand had made his own. And from here we see that the Beit HaMikdash is considered a kinyan even after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, and it's just a har, as the pasuk says, harzeh kamsa yamino, it's just a har, a maria, without the Beit HaMikdash. Even though the Beit HaMikdash is not there, it's still considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as very soon the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So therefore, even when it's harev, it's still a kinyan, as it's only a matter of time until the Beit HaMikdash Shlishi will be rebuilt, the Meher of Yemei.